Good morning. This is day two of our topic. When dealing in business and commerce, purchasing, selling, etc., is there a requirement or maybe at least an eitzah, a positive thing, a mitzvah to give priority to a Jew? And we started this yesterday. This is segment two. And it's important to note that this topic, more than any of our others, it's important to listen all the way till the end. You cannot glean any halacha l'maisa as we go along the way, because we are building a topic out, so until the end, we really cannot glean any halacha l'maisa. So yesterday we said, based on a medrash, the medrash told us that when you sell or buy, the medrash tells us explicitly that you have to give priority to a Jew. Chisim komar mimkar la'am isecha. If you're going to sell something, it should be to your am. If you're going to buy, it should be with your am. And indeed, we brought two gemaras to build this out, and we're going to build on these gemaras. Gemara number one was the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that told us that if you have an avela, it's non-kosher meat, it's an avela, you can't eat it, give it to a ger toshav, that's a non-Jew who has accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, and only thereafterward, alternative number two, is to sell it to a non-Jew who has not accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So here we see, even when it comes to a ger toshav, that there is a priority over a ger who is not a ger toshav, a non-Jew who has not accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. If we're going to say that, certainly we'd say you take care of a Jew before of a non-Jew. And the second Gemara in Baba Metzia, dealt with the lending of money. And it told us that when you have a choice, you can only lend to one. It's either a Jew or a non-Jew, that you have to lend to the Jew rather than the non-Jew. And the Gemara explains that even if it's the case that you're giving the loan to the Jew interest-free, because you're not allowed to charge interest to a Jew, or you have the choice to the Jew interest-free or to earn interest by giving the loan to the non-Jew, you still have to prioritize the Jew before the non-Jew. So those are our two Gemaras, strongly imply that we have to give a priority to a Jew over non-Jews. And now today, we're going to go through two different tshuvas written by great poskim on this issue, and these will also become fundamental pillars as we go through our topic. So the Tashbis was asked as follows, the Tshuvas HaTashbis, in the context of selling items. There was a scenario in Tunisia that there were a bunch of wholesalers that got together, Jewish wholesalers, and they decided that anyone who sells items to retailers, the retailers are going to sell it to the consumers. So wholesalers sell it to retailers, retailers to the consumers. If you're going to sell to a Jewish retailer, you have to charge a little bit more. And they explicitly set the price. For every certain amount that they're buying, you had to add a zuz, one zuz for every diner that they sell. I don't know what exactly the comparable would be nowadays for every, let's just make something up. For every dollar they spend, you have to add a quarter or a nickel or a dime, whatever it is. You have to have a higher margin. You have to add a percentage when you sell to the Jewish retailers over the non-Jewish, the Ishmaelim. That would be the Arab retailers. So the better price is going to the Ishmaelim. So that was the question, is that permissible? And the Tashbits, he could not believe that this was happening. He said that explicitly. Davar ze lo nitan la'amin. I can't believe it, chas v'shalom, that a Jew should do this to another Jew to sell at a higher price and to require that. This nowadays would be for sure price fixing. There would be discrimination. But he says as follows, Shari lim kor shave b'shave, when it comes to selling at the same price, we have to give a priority to selling to a Jew. And if you have a Jew and a non-Jew, and it's the same price and you're selling, you have to sell it to the Jew rather than the non-Jew. And here we have a group of Jews that are discriminating and paying and charging higher to the purchasers, higher to the retailers who would be selling it to the consumers. And we don't need even a pasuk. We don't need a source to tell us that if the prices are equal, you obviously have to sell it to the Jew. But in fact, we have Gemara number two that talks about lending, that even if the price is worse for you, even if you have to lend to a Jew interest-free rather to a non-Jew and get the interest, you still have to go with the Jew. So even if it's a worse price to the Jew, you have to go with the Jew. And we have these wholesalers that are charging more. Even if it's equal, you can't even do that. Certainly, you can't discriminate and charge higher to the Jews. So he came out very much against this. And we see in the context of selling that he's telling us that certainly if the prices are equal and when you're selling, these are the wholesalers selling to the retailers, you have to give to the priorities to the Jews. And even if the price is worse, you're getting a worse price when you're selling it, you still have to go for it with the Jews. So that is the context of sales. How about purchases? So there's a very famous tshuva, the Rama who wrote comments on the Shulchan Aruch, also wrote a set of responses, tshuva sarama, this is Simon Yud. And it's a very famous tshuva there. It was talking about the Maharam Padua, who happened to be a cousin of the Rama, who put out a new version of the Rambam, Ziyad HaChazaka, the Mishneh Torah of the Rambam. And the Maharam Padua spent years, and everything he had, all the money he had to his name, he spent in order to publish this new set. He made changes and revisions and improvements on the text of the Rambam. And at the time, Jews were not permitted to own printing presses, so he had to partner with a non-Jewish printer. And they got together and they printed X amount of X sets of the new version of the Rambam. Then there was another printer, non-Jewish printer, who got upset that Maharam Padua did not partner with him. So he put out his own version of the Rambam and he subsidized the price. He did it in order to put the Maharam Padua and his non-Jewish partner in the venture, because the Maharam Padua, he partnered with a non-Jewish printer, no choice. So this other non-Jewish printer, printer number two, goes to market his own set of Rambam, undercuts the price, and now the Maharam Padua turns to the Rama, the Gadol Ador, and he says, Rama, do I have any protection under Halacha that we can tell the Jewish purchasers who are considering, so that's why it's in the purchasing realm we're talking about now, who are considering buying a set of Rambam, is there a halachic basis to say that they have to buy my set over that of the non-Jewish printer? And the Rama brings four different bases, four different reasons why the Jewish purchasers would have to purchase the set of the Maharam Padua and not from the second printer who's trying to undercut their price with his own version of the Rambam. And he brings the Medrash that we've mentioned that says, how do we know that if you're going to do business, if you're going to buy or you're going to sell, you have to do business with a Jew. So he brings that indeed. And he says that that would be a basis to protect the Jewish seller, that people would have to buy from him, even if it weren't one of the Gedolei Olam, one of the Gedolei Ador, the Maharam Padua, he is still protected. It doesn't matter that there is he's the Maharam Padua if you have a Jew. And if you have a non-Jew, you have to give the preference to the Jew. And he says, Ve'ein lomar dezeu davka kishat kuti v'yisrael nosni be'erech v'mekach echad. Don't tell me that's only when the prices are the same, that you have to give the priority and purchase from the Jew. But if the non-Jewish seller's price is less, that you can go with him, that's not true, because we learn from our second Gemara, the Gemara Baba Metzia, that talks about giving a loan, that you have to give a loan to a Jew without interest rather than getting interest from the non-Jew. In other words, even if the deal is less advantageous or not advantageous at all to me, I still have to go with the Jew. So that's saying, that's it's responding to those who said that you may want to say it's only when the prices are equal that I have to go with the Jew, but if the prices are worse from the Jew, I have to go with the non-Jew. We see from the second Gemara that you still have to go with the Jew, even if it's to your disadvantage. And he continues and says, Ve'ein lomar d'davka hasa, maybe you want to say that that second Gemara is only in that situation in the lending context where there's really no loss to the Jewish lender. He's giving a choice. He has a choice to make. He doesn't have enough funds to give both loans, so he has to decide between giving the loan to the non-Jew and get interest and to the Jew and not charge interest, but there's no financial loss there. He's just forgoing the gain because he's not going to be receiving the interest from the non-Jew. But who said that you need to incur a financial loss in order to deal with the Jew? He says from there, we learn that from the first Gemara of the Nevela, the non-kosher meat, that we learn that you have to give it away to the Ger Toshav, the non-Jew who has accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, rather than selling it to the regular non-Jew. So we see even when it requires taking a loss, you still have a priority. And there it's a priority to Ger Toshav, certainly when it comes to a Jew, you are going to have to take a loss. So we have two lessons that we learn from there. What we're talking about giving a priority based on this Rama is even, certainly if the prices are equal, but even if it's a disadvantage dealing with the Jew, you still go with the Jew. And we're not only talking about foregoing of profit we are also talking about actually incurring a loss. That's what we learned from those two Gemaras. So obviously we have a lot to unpack from all of this. Is this really halacha l'maisa? And how about if the loss is significant as opposed to small? So we have, Amir Tashem, a lot of topics and questions that we hope to answer over the oncoming days. Have a wonderful day.